right, we're live in Austin, Texas. I'm Cheryl Waters, and Kevin Cole, John Richards, and I, and a whole crew from KEXP in Seattle, been here all day. Our second year live in Austin during the South by Southwest Music Festival, and we could not be more excited to be here, even though it is raining. We promise we did not bring that with us, but it's warm, and we have had an amazing day of music, and we are capping off this day with an amazing, amazing band. Please help me in welcoming Mew.
Wake me up, only nightmares take me in. Through these walls the winter bites, a draft from all sides. Why did you not include me on your list? You understand. You are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, thank you.
Live on KEXP from Austin, Texas. Mew, thanks so much. It's wonderful to have you here. Someone told me a little earlier today that you all have not played live in 4 months, but I'm thinking that I had have to have misheard that after just watching that
set. That's true, actually. We're a bit rusty.
Really? That's amazing.
Well, yeah. It's good to do it again, though.
It looks like you enjoy it, and it definitely doesn't sound like you took a four-month hiatus. And 2006 was a great year for American fans of Mew because A Triumph of Man for Man was re-released after 9 years.
Right.
And then we had, and The Glass-Handed Kites didn't come out in the U.S. until July, and then January rolls around, and we get Frangers. So
right.
It was an amazing year for us.
Bombarding you with albums.
Yes, bombarding us with albums. But tell me a little bit about, I know you're originally from Denmark, although are you living in London right now?
No, we actually moved back this year to Copenhagen.
So you did?
There now, yeah.
And can you introduce us to the band really quickly? And if someone can get us some level on your mic, that would be great.
Over on keyboards is Nick, Dr. Watts. As we call him, and we have Bo.
Maybe another microphone would work better.
Does this not work? This microphone.
I can hear you. You can hear it. Okay. It's not really going out over the air. you want to try that mic? See if that works.
This one.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Good. All right. So you've moved back to Copenhagen.
We moved back to Copenhagen. Yes, we did. And it's nice to be back. We lived in London for a while, but Copenhagen was always home, you know.
What precipitated the move to London and then return
home?
Well,
we got signed to England, and, you know, it was kind of an adventure to go there. It was a bit rough. Sometimes we start out living in a two-room flat, and we had like four bunk beds in one room, so that was a bit... We lived like that for a year, I think. And
it's like summer camp.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly, like summer camp. Never-ending summer camp.
And now that you're back home, actually, let's do a quick band introduction as well. We started that when we didn't have any mic.
Well, Dr. Watts on the keys.
Hello.
Welcome.
And Bo.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. And there's me, Jonas. Thank you. And we have Bastian over there on the bass. And last but not least, drummer extraordinaire Silas Gray.
And I love to see a drummer up close at the front of the stage.
Sorry?
It's nice to see a drummer up close at the front of the stage and not in the back.
Right.
So tell us, so the latest, as you said, we had a glut of new music, which I can't tell you how enjoyable that was. In 2006, but let's talk about Fringers. To us, that's new in 2007, but not all those songs are so new to you.
Yeah. Well, it came out in Europe in 2003, so we've been playing those songs for quite a while. And actually, the majority of those songs we had already recorded before we did Fringers. So those are songs that have been with us for a long time. And we're still happy to play. We changed them a little bit live, you know, to keep it interesting for ourselves.
And I know that you have a duet with a young American woman, and
that's
is
right.
That a new addition to the album? Is that a newer song for you?
No, that's on the Fringers album as well, and it was actually on the previous one as well.
Okay, so that's what I was asking.
Right.
Tell us about that. That's sort of interesting. Is that someone that whose music you or voice that you discovered over the internet?
Yeah, it's a weird story, and it sounds kind of scary when you tell it.
Oh, so please
but,
do tell.
Yeah, well, it happened... I first got internet, and it was really fascinating to me that you could, you know, go and talk with people from all over the world in these on the World Wide Web. And I think it was in a music chat room, and someone, I can't remember exactly what happened, but it was something about the band Hanson, and
that should have been a red light right there.
But anyway, at the time I was listening a lot to. To musicals, and I really liked that musical Annie, you know. And Becky had performed in that, and we decided to send her a demo of the song, and she sent some stuff she had done back, and we loved her voice, and decided to fly her into Copenhagen. And she came there with her mom, and she was very young; she was like 12 or 13 years old. So it was quite. It was quite an experience for her family, I think, for her and her mom to come to an old city like Copenhagen and spend a week there, and we recorded her. So it was just, it's a really random, weird thing to happen, but sometimes that's the best way, you know.
Absolutely. And have you, that's wild. You recorded that a while ago with her. Have you kept track of what she's up to?
Yeah, she's studying music in Georgia, I think. So I think she must be like 19, 20 years old now.
Not many 12-year-olds can say they were on an album.
That's true.
Like Mew.
Yeah.
Have you got some more songs?
Yes. Let's move on to the next one.
That's what you're here for. Mew live on KEXP.
Thank you.
Thank you.
EXP. Wow, that sounded incredible and an amazing voice. I see a few people in the audience with tears in their eyes. Kevin Cole, our afternoon DJ, is one of them. And what an incredible day we've had. KEXP can be heard at 90.3 FM. We're online at kexp.org. Just today, our first day live in Austin, we had the early years, Ghostland Observatory, Earl Greyhound. We had a chat with Lily Allen and that band, Mew. We archive all our audio for 2 weeks at kexp.org if you want to hear anything from today again or you missed it. And come back tomorrow. We've got the Ponies, Peter Bjorn and John, the Holloways, Fujiya and Miyagi, the Apples in Stereo. And on Friday, live here at KLRU Studios at Austin City Limits, the Stooges, Aukerville River, Ona Boone, and Beirut. And we're going to chat with the Good, the Bad, and the Queen. You are all invited to come back and listen to us online at kexp.org. This is KEXP Seattle.